The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, the recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM newsroom in Richmond, I'm Dantea Price-Lisco. Richmond's Finance Committee okayed an ordinance that would require taxpayers to be notified of overpayments or credits on their accounts. VPM News Editor Dave Cantor has more.
The notifications would come within 90 days after it's determined an account has a credit, if council approves the proposal at its March 25th meeting. Richmond Code currently says the finance director, quote, shall refund such erroneous or excess tax payments, but city officials say state law requires a taxpayer to specifically request the refunds. Councilor Stephanie Lynch introduced the legislation, and Mayor LeVar Stoney is among its supporters. Here's Lynch.
This was kind of born out of a very long-running conversation. I think the first time that this policy recommendation came before this body or was at least being discussed was back in 2017.
City spokesperson Petula Burks did not respond to questions about how many accounts currently have credits, where that money is being held, and how much in overpayments the city could owe. Dave Cantor, VPM News.
More than 100 new fires are burning across Virginia, which is under an elevated fire risk due to high winds and low humidity. State forestry officials told the Associated Press that at least 1,600 acres are affected, and hundreds of firefighters are working across portions of the Commonwealth to contain blaises. A fire that began in Luray has passed 450 acres. Most of it is in Shenandoah National Park. Page County has declared a state of emergency, and some communities are being evacuated. Richmond is among at least four U.S. capital cities to restrict public comment during local government meetings in recent months. VPM News' Barry Green Jr. has more.
Speakers at public comment in Richmond now need to submit detailed topic descriptions beforehand, while signs now have size limits at city council meetings. Hartford, Connecticut, Raleigh, North Carolina, and Salt Lake City, Utah have all recently passed new time limits for their public commenters. Stephen Farnsworth, a public science professor at the University of Mary Washington, says the restrictions highlight a disconnect.
The bigger question for these cities is, do they really want to be making it more difficult for citizens to engage with elected officials?
Some see the shift as a response to comment periods being used to call for a Gaza ceasefire. Farnsworth says it's a delicate balance between local government need and sensing the public's pulse.
We're talking about a difficult balancing act here, to be sure. We live in very contentious times, and there are growing numbers of people who are not well behaved when it comes to interacting with their fellow citizens.
Although officials have not directly connected the changes to ceasefire protests, the policies have come shortly following activists organizing at public comment periods in all four cities. Barry Green Jr., VPM News.
Late Wednesday, Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin vetoed 22 criminal justice bills he says would undermine public safety. VPM News Managing Editor Dantea Price-Lisco has more. Oh wait, that's me. The governor took action on 60 General Assembly bills. According to a news release from his office, Youngkin vetoed 22 pieces of legislation that would, quote, protect illegal immigrants or impede law enforcement officers, prosecutors, and judges from holding criminals accountable and bringing them to justice. The vetoes, all on proposals by Democrats, cover a vast swath of changes to policing, prosecution, and incarceration. Axed proposals include a pathway for immigrants in the federal Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program to become police officers, the creation of non-binding interrogation standards, and a prohibition on inquiries into a criminal defendant's immigration status. Youngkin also amended a pair of bills aimed at diversion programming for first-time drug offenses. Those will go back to the General Assembly in April. The governor also signed 36 other pieces of legislation into law. Some of the new laws will do things like expand civil immunity to dentists and dental hygienists and simplify licensing requirements for some physicians' assistants. Youngkin also formally extended the deadline for sewer overflow in the Chesapeake Bay watershed to comply with federal law to 2026. Unless otherwise stated, new Virginia laws go into effect July 1st. This has been the VPM Daily Newscast.
Some of these stories may have changed since the newscast was recorded. You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM.
VPM.
I'm Speech Thomas from the hip-hop crew Arrested Development. On the new VPM podcast, Track Change, I take you behind the walls of Richmond City Jail, where I help four men record an album and hear how they're trying to break free from a cycle of addiction and incarceration.
Been so long since I've been free.
Subscribe to Track Change in your podcast app.